Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to The Mentor. I'm Mark Boris. Now, one of the biggest financial decisions most people make in their lives is that they are either going to buy real estate or sell real estate. So this week, I'm joined by Andrew Blatchett. Now, Andrew is the owner and founder of a real estate business called Property Now, but it's not your normal real estate business. It's different. Property Now allows people to sell their homes privately without giving any commission to an agent. Now, Andrew's had plenty of challenges and lots of legal battles to allow his business model, which is different to the rest, to work with websites like realestate.com and Domain. And working through all these legal battles and all these problems with all the people who try to control the marketplace, he's managed to build up his number of properties for sale now to around 2,000 current active listings. I want to talk about how it all works for private sellers, how he's had to fight against the traditional agency model, and what his plans are for the future. So let's get into it. This guy is trying to build a disruption. Andrew, welcome to The Mentor, mate.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
I think, first of all, I got to make a declaration of interest. I have, and my company, Yellow Brick Road, has an interest in Property Now. A small interest, and I help Property Now with some of the things that they're doing. But other than that, I don't run the business. Andrew's the guy who runs the business. He's the founder of the business. And we're going to find out what Property Now does. First of all, why the name Property Now? What does it mean?
Wow. Well, it wasn't our first choice, Mark. It was about our fourth choice, but it's been amazingly lucky and a bit of good management, bit of good luck. But what does it mean? Everything's now, isn't it? You want your food now. You want everything now. Uber instead of a taxi, maybe, whatever. You want it now. So Property Now, not Property Later. I guess that was our thinking. But it's an international name. So, you know, overseas, if we ever expand, they use the word property more than real estate, which we use in Australia. So it's just been we wanted a generic sounding real estate agency name. We didn't want to, because we're in the agent-assisted private sales space, we didn't want to have something that had a connotation of that, even though that's what we do. We just wanted to sound like a mainstream agency and Australia-wide.
Right, so it's not Property Now, it's Property Now.
That's the one. You got it.
So we need an exclamation mark after the word now, I think.
Exactly.
Because you need to, otherwise it could look like Property Now. If you drop the now as in terms of tone, it can sound a bit boring. Because you don't get it. But as soon as you said to me then, yeah, urgency, you know, 40-second grabs, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Property Now, that makes sense.
Not property in a while. Property now.
Yeah, you want it done now.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the name, and I get the messaging. But what's Property Now do?
We are a disruptor in the real estate agency sphere. We were a disruptor long before that became a fashionable term. So we essentially are an agency that supports people selling their own home, and we've been doing that since 2004, Mark. So we cut out commissions. The real estate transaction, I looked at it back when I was working with the likes of LJ Hooker and Rain and Horn and so on, and I looked at the real estate transaction. I thought, what is it? And essentially people... agents wouldn't want you to believe this, but houses sell themselves, generally speaking, as long as you market effectively. And therefore, you know, if we want to look at the largest transaction cost in a sale, it's the agent. So if we don't need that, and if it's not productive, why have it? So we cut out that unproductive cost and let people sell their own homes. And the key to that, of course, is getting on realestate.com.au. So that was the thing that we were the first in Australia to do with private sellers.
Okay, that's interesting. Mm. That you're saying that you sort of come up with this idea, and why is anyone going to believe that? Because people aren't going to believe it because they've never heard of you. They've heard of Purple Bricks. They've heard of Buy Your Place or Your Place.
Yeah.
You better sort of. I think you've got to give us the authority for the proposition, Andrew. Like, certainly now was the first to do it.
Yes.
But how do we test that?
Here's a good way to test it. The largest real estate portal in Australia is realestate.com.au. Realestate.com.au in 2010 came after Property Now. They didn't come after anybody else. There wasn't anyone else really in the space.
What do you mean they came after you in terms of timing?
We'd already been on realestate.com.au for about 6 years, Mike, from 2004 to 2010. So 2010 rolls around. Realestate.com writes to Property Now and says, you're gone. You're helping private sellers. So we're going to close your account in 30 days. Now, that wasn't done to anybody else.
You need to explain what that means because you know what it means.
But sure.
Like... realestate.com is really basically an end domain. They're portals for real estate agents.
Exactly. Got to be an agent to operate on them.
They're portals for real estate agents.
Correct.
They're not there for the consumer. They're there for the real estate
Correct.
Agent. Okay.
Interesting. Yes.
But most people don't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's crucial.
So, and you're going to make a big deal of it. I know you are because I've heard you talk about it before. But most people don't understand
it's
that.
Key. And
I know it's key, but it's not important to the listener because the listeners don't get it.
Yeah.
But bottom line is... they came after you. Mm. What do you mean by that? As they tried to get rid of you?
I'm trying to demonstrate, in answer to your question, that we were the first, and they didn't attack. You know, one of our competitors. They came after us. We're the most obvious and apparent agency on their site that was helping private sellers.
Yeah, right? So that's an important distinction in a structural sense, from what I know about the business. But it probably doesn't resonate with the consumer because the consumer doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they go, realestate.com is a portal for brokers. I don't really understand what that means. All I know is that realestate.com has lots of pretty photos and lots of listings for real estate that I might be interested in. It's a good place for me to search for property.
It certainly is. Yeah.
So
crucial.
So, but what you're saying is that because you're not a real estate agent.
No, we are a real estate agency.
No, because you're not acting like
a proper mainstream
real estate agent. Realestate.com said, get off.
Yeah.
You can't advertise the properties you have for sale.
Absolutely.
Because you're not playing the same tune as all the other real estate agents who are on here.
Correct.
Who are charging 2 or 3% commission.
That's it.
Right. Okay. Mm. And by the way, you're Queensland based, right? You are Queensland based.
Yeah.
You personally.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The business is national, but you
Correct.
Are personally based in Queensland. And I think that's important to establish. So, what does that mean to Property Now if you can't put your properties onto the realestate.com portal?
It's not what it means to us, it's what it would mean to the public. If the public can't get on realestate.com, they can't get the highest price for the house.
The vendors. Your vendors.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
that's who we cater for. We get a lot of buyer traffic as a consequence of what we do, but we cater to the seller. And if they can't get on realestate.com, Mark, then they can still sell, but they're going to not have as many people see their house, therefore they're going to get a lower price, generally speaking. So it'd be absolute disaster for the public who wants to save money.
Or the vendor.
Yeah, the vendor. Let's call them the vendor.
Because, I mean...
The seller.
Yeah, the seller. Mm. Okay. That's interesting because you said earlier that a house sells itself. I actually believe that too.
Mm-hmm.
If a house is what I'm looking for as a purchaser, I mean, I might have a few questions for the agent. Maybe, you know, their rates and taxes or, you know... what's the house built out of? What I mean, I might have a few questions, which I can always ask the vendor. By the way,
and the owner's going to know more than the agent, anyway.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sell itself unless I know about it.
Correct.
I'm a purchaser.
Exactly.
Unless I can find out about, unless I am aware of where this house is and the way the world has worked now, anyway, in our country at least, realestate.com and domain pretty much own every sale or every ad.
Not pretty much. Just full stop.
They own it. Yeah. So everything that's for sale is either going to be on realestate.com or domain and the story. I mean, it's sort of an interesting phenomenon that the government's allowed to happen.
True.
But it is what it is. It's sort of grown up. I think it probably took them by surprise because they never thought it was going to happen like that, I guess. I didn't think at the time it would happen like that, but it did. So what did Property Now do about that?
Well, we had to fight it because we would have been extinct and the public wouldn't have that service. So I went to the ACCC in 2010 and argued
you
that
went
it was,
to the ACCC, no one knows, listeners yeah, knows
oh,
what
the
that
Australian
is.
Consumer and Competition Commission, the government body tasked with looking after the public's interest against monopolies.
Looking
and
after little guys.
That's it. And we were a little guy, but an important first mover in that field. Getting back to your first question, we started it. So anyway, I went to the ACCC. Two guys at the ACCC told me we had no case. I couldn't take that as a given because we were going to be extinct. So we went a bit higher up and eventually they started investigating whether that was a proper thing for realestate.com to do to us and to the public. And long story short, we were never touched. We had a 30-day, you were off in 30 days was the thing we had in writing. We were never off. We've been continually on realestate.com for over a decade. And they simply backed down 6 months into the investigation for whatever reasons they had. But our sin was helping private sellers. And to this day, they still don't allow private sellers. So getting back to what Property Now actually is, it's a way, first of all, onto realestate.com without a commission, which is crucial for people and is their right. And it's also, looking at your mentor program, it's a mentoring and a support program for people selling themselves. So they have an agent in their back pocket, Mark. They're not selling by themselves. They're selling their own property, but not by themselves. They've got the support of an agent. In fact, we've got, I think, four of our people are licensed now, either registered or licensed agents now. So,
right. So yeah. So they can sort of get the comfort of having a real estate agent,
absolutely,
licensed person there
yeah.
representing them, but they've got also the comfort of not having to pay the big commission.
Exactly, yeah.
So the Property Now business model, to a consumer, what is the offering to a consumer? So what do you say to a consumer? Pay this amount of money, but how does it all work?
Well, the first thing we say to them, and we don't really have to convince them too much. It's more a case of reaching them. Most people get it really quickly that that a property does sell itself and that our offering is we get you onto 10 portals. So we use Property Now as a hub and people put their listing on Property Now and use our admin structure, make changes to their listing anytime, and then we export that listing to realestate.com, domain, home sales, home hound, on the house, the home page, Homely, the Trading Post, and Property Now. And probably
they're
some,
all, yeah, just, all, yeah. Just so those people, yeah. They are all the platforms.
Yes. Selling and renting property.
Yeah, they're all the platforms that exist, pretty much all the ones exist today. Mm. The two big ones, of course, are realestate.com and domain, but there are lots of little other ones like Homely, et cetera, homepage,
exactly.
Homepage, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of other ones. So what you're saying to your vendor and also to buyers, but mostly to your vendor, you come onto the Property Now site and we will migrate you across to all those
all of those sites. Every time they make a change, we export them and typically within usually about half an hour, they'll change on all the listings will change on all of those sites, even if they're doing it at 3 or 4 in the morning, Mark. And despite the fact that they don't have to ask us permission to make changes, we watch those changes, thousands of changes every week, because anybody could make a change that could breach the
What
terms
do you mean
of,
changes?
Well, they might change a photograph or the price.
Who might?
The vendor.
Vendor, right.
Yeah, so they can log in at 3 in the morning if they so choose and make a change, but they don't have to seek our approval to do that. So that's really important. They've got to be able to do it when they want it, and it has to be automated because we have about 2,300 clients now. So, but enabling people to make changes at will, we have to monitor that. Otherwise,
does that change get done on your website?
Yeah, it gets done on Property Now, exactly,
yeah,
and so, then exported. Yeah.
So they can open up the file, they can log in, and they can make whatever adjustments they want to make to their advertising.
Yes.
And what do the portals charge for access to being loaded up on this?
Okay, so I'm not up with the price. I should be
around
up with
about,
the,
around
yeah,
about.
Look, the last time I looked, domain was, I don't really want to go on record because I haven't done my research on domain lately, but it was something like, let's say it's more for domain for 3 months than it is for our 10 sites, including their big brother, realestate.com, for an amount of time until sold or until leased if it's a rental. So rather than say, I would guess domain's probably 600, 700, 800, 900, something like that.
For 3 months.
Yeah, for 3 months. We give you the 10 sites in total for an unlimited period of time, in other words, until you've sold. So, you know, it's a no-brainer when people know about us. If they're going,
is it a pass-through? I mean, does domain pass send the charge straight to the vendor, or does
No, we
have a package.
We have a contract, and we have to, you know, you have to, with any of these portals, or certainly with the two big portals, you have to have generally a 12-month contract.
Right.
So, and last year we were spending about $20,000 a month with realestate.com, and then they introduced something that they hadn't done for in their whole history, which was $100 a listing. So we're now paying them $120,000 a year extra for no reason, no reason at all. They just thought it was a good idea that we should.
Well, there's a reason, because they dominate.
Yes.
That's the reason.
Yeah, so we pay them probably about $375,000 a year now.
So can I just get the clear though, Andrew? Mm. So for the vendors,
yes,
potential vendors listening, or anyone who's looking at building a business model, what you're saying is that property now goes along to all the platforms, realestate.com, domain, blah, 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 Homely, the whole suite of them. Mm. You negotiate deals for property now?
No, we don't negotiate deals. We have a contract, like any agent in Australia has a contract with realestate.com and domain, and there are various levels of contract you can have. You can have, with realestate.com, you can have a feature all or a highlight all and so on. So you can pay varying amounts to realestate.com, but they have a base, and I think currently the base is about a cost of about $1,000 a month. So we can, in answer to your question, we can't negotiate that at all. I've tried. Usually in business, Mark, you know, if you're a bulk buyer, what happens? You get a discount, don't you? Well, it's been the opposite of that with us. You know, we pay more because of a change that they made last year than mainstream agents do, because they introduced realestate.com. I know you hate me talking about this, but it's relevant, I think, introduced $100 a listing last year, which they'd never had. This is on top of what we were spending about $20,000 a month already. And for some reason, unbeknownst to me, I mean, I say unbeknownst, I do know why, they introduced this where the first 15 listings were free.
Yeah.
Now, the average real estate agent in Australia doesn't get 15 listings a month, so they're not going to be charged anything in that extra, whereas we could get that in a day.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a big cost
impossible. So let's say I want to sell my property through you probably now.
Yeah.
How much does it cost me to get
$694?
So you charge me $694 for the until sold,
exactly,
or leased.
Yep,
And you give me the package of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And you can choose to. And people, particularly in Sydney, where this is being held, the podcast. Obviously, you can get a featured listing. You can get a premier or a highlight listing. You can get a larger signboard. In Sydney, it's a much more competitive environment, so you might want to get a premier or a highlight listing. Well, people can choose that inside their account. They can log into Property Now. They can put in a postcode, and get a quote for upgrading a listing. So a lot of people do that, but the average punter doesn't need to do that. You know, you just pay your $694 and you're literally done.
Okay, for $700, I get put up everywhere through Property Now.
Correct.
Got it. And then how much you charge me?
That's it. Zero commission.
So if you sell the property?
Nothing.
So so you'll make your money out of the $700.
Absolutely.
So you know what your costs are, you know what your margin is. And
we do.
And as opposed to, you know, the proposition here is, as opposed to if I sell through one of the big agencies, I'd probably pay around that sort of money, maybe more for the listings. But and on top of that, I'd probably pay for some advertising build costs. And then I'd pay commission.
Correct.
Okay.
And the agents used to say that you can't sell privately, and then they shifted the goalpost and started saying, well, once we demonstrated it, it's quite easy to sell privately and there's no impediment to that, then they started saying, well, yeah, you'll sell privately, but you won't get as much, so why do it? Well, that's just nonsense. It's been the exact opposite. The biggest surprise to me in the over a decade we've been doing this, biggest surprise is we're getting home sellers consistently getting more than the agents. How do we know this? Because they get appraisals before listing with us. Most people do 1, 2, 3 appraisals. They do that even if they're just going into mainstream agency, they typically get 3 appraisals. So typical example, just yesterday, lady's going to give us a video testimonial. She sold privately with us, but before doing so, an agent came to talk to her and suggested that he could maybe get her $280,000 for her house. Maybe. So that would have been the best scenario. Well, they sold privately at $308,000. So where's the masterful negotiations of the agent if they're going to start at, you know, negotiating with the seller and talking them down to $280,000 at the start? And you know, they sell privately at $308,000. So she saved probably about $32,000, something like that, and pretty quickly too.
Plus the commission. So
including the commission. Like she would have saved $28,000
right
in the price at least, because maybe the agent would have brought her a lower figure anyway than the 280 that he was going to list at. But then they saved the you know, marketing expenses, the commission altogether. The commission would have been probably 3% on about 9,000, so about 37,000, I guess, yeah, plus marketing.
Significant amount of money. Okay, we're just going to get a break. And after the break, I want to come back to you. I want to talk to you about the competitive landscape.
Yes.
So I want to put agents, you know, traditional licensed real estate agents as a competitor to property now. Mm. And I want to talk about the more popular ones like Purple Bricks, etc.
Sure,
all that sort of stuff. They're plastered all over our television.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody is sort of interested to know how that all works. We're back from the break now, and I'm talking to Andrew, and he's from Property Now. And as I said earlier, I have a small interest in this business, along with Yellow Brick Road. Has a small interest as well. I think it's a great business model. I am forever trying to get involved in businesses that are at the cutting edge and doing stuff different to the mainstreamers. And we've just been talking about what Property Now does. To give a good context around it, maybe I might ask you, Andrew, name some of the alternative ways you can sell, or name some of the alternative names of organizations that you sell your property through, if you're a vendor. Sort of explain a little bit about what they all do, because there's been a big change. There's been a big upheaval. You don't just go to your local mainstream real estate agent anymore just around the corner and sell your property. You have choices, other ways of doing it. Tell me about that.
Sure. So because of television exposure, the most obvious one that springs to mind would be Purple Bricks.
Yep.
Came out from UK about 3 years ago, I think. And the way I look at them, I think they're probably just a discount real estate agency. So they're a competitor to us in some fashion. They have a different model and certainly a massively different price point. But they're basically a discount agency. So I think their price point's about $5,000 or something.
They charge you $5,000 to sell, like a fixed fee or something like that?
Approximately, yes.
So they say, as opposed to percentage, it's a fixed rate.
It's a fixed rate. And it used to be, and I'm not sure if it still is, that they used to take that money up front, unlike a traditional agency. So it makes them a little bit different. Whether they're still doing that, I'm not sure.
So there's one model.
Yep.
Fixed rate instead of a percentage.
Yeah.
Because it sort of does make a lot of sense. If I'm selling a $10 million property, and I've got to pay 2%, and I'm selling a $100,000 property, I'm still paying 2%.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that what they've done, they've come in and they've hit to the heart of the pricing structure.
Mm. Correct. Yeah.
Right. That's Purple Bricks.
Probably.
Do they post the vendor's property on all the various places you just mentioned before? Like
some
Domain,
of them. I'm not
Real
sure
Estate?
If they post them on all, but typically they'd get you on realestate.com and I presume Domain, which is the main thing anyway. So,
Okay. Yes. So who else is out there?
Our main competitor would be Buy My Place, but their model's much the same as ours. So I think when you're selling, you really only have options between mainstream agents, a discount agency like Purple Bricks, or an agent-assisted sale company like ours or Buy My Place. And there's three big players in our marketplace, Mark. So the top three companies in our marketplace would have about 98%.
And who are they?
The market.
Purple Bricks?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so Purple Bricks.
Because they're a discount agent.
Discount agent.
You're talking about a non-commission or a non-discounted commission agency.
I call it the agent-assisted private sale market. So that means somebody trying to sell their own house, but they need some help. Right. So the three players, the top players we'll do this in order of total listings on realestate.com. So Property Now has the most listings on realestate.com. Second is Buy My Place. And then third is a company called For Sale By Owner.
Right. Okay. I know the For Sale By Owner one.
Yeah.
Okay. And of those three, the other two advertise a fair bit, don't they?
In the case of Buy My Place, they've been advertising extensively on free-to-air and pay for the last couple of years. Yeah. So they've had quite a budget. And Purple Bricks, I think they came out with a $15 million ad budget from the UK, so they would have spent a pretty penny already of that.
Yeah, I reckon they would have cleaned that up by now.
They're
everywhere. They're all over the shop. Let's call it an agent assisted private sale group, which is Property Now, Buy My Place, and what's the other one?
For Sale By Owner.
For Sale By Owner, you're right.
Yeah.
Those three, and along with Purple Bricks, what sort of percentage of the marketplace they're now building up?
Yeah, well, looking at those three companies in our space would be about 3% of the market. It ought to be 50%. There's no reason it shouldn't be 50%. There's nothing hard about this. Purple Bricks, even with Purple Bricks thrown in there, I'd say it'd be maybe 4% of the market. Well, probably not even that, I'd say.
One of the four players,
yeah,
the three in your segment and,
yeah,
and along with Purple Bricks,
yeah,
you control like a percent each,
yeah,
on average.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So and that's been going for a while now.
Yeah.
Why is it, do you think, that – I mean, it makes sense to me. As I agree with you, houses sell themselves. I agree. I think that if I'm selling a house, I like the idea of being in control of the sale, which means I don't just hand the keys over to an agent who opens up for inspection every day. I like that idea. I like the idea of not paying 2% or 3% commission.
Yeah.
I really like that idea. I'm confident that I can sell my own place if I had to, or one of my sons, which can sell our place if we had to. Why is it that something that seems so simple, efficient, value, good value for money hasn't taken – why isn't it not 10% or 15%? Because I remember when Aussie, myself and Rams, we took on the market, within 3 years we had 20% of the market, and we took it from the banks. We didn't take it – we took it from the big four banks, not Domain or realestate.com or real estate agents who were scattered all around the countryside.
Yeah.
We took it from really concentrated groups.
Yeah.
We did it on access and pricing. Why do you think the four of you haven't taken greater market share so far?
It's very obvious to me. It's simply the message isn't getting out to enough people, Mark. It's literally that simple. If we had some ability to get that message out cost effectively to the broad Australian public, it would easily be 20% of the market. I mean, virtually overnight. And in time, it'd be 50% of the market. The response that we get from people, the video testimonials, the audio testimonials, the written testimonials we get online, and the thousands of people I've spoken to over a decade, everyone finds this easy by and large. You know, are there some properties that are hard to sell? Of course. You know, that's a given in any system. But most people tell us it's easy. Most people tell us that the buyer was delighted to interact with the seller without that middleman in there, and they enjoy it. They often form friendships. The buyers get their questions answered so much easier. So why aren't people doing it? It's just because they don't know about it. I guarantee you that most of the people on this podcast have never heard of Property Now. But you don't think to look for that sort of thing until you sell your house once every 7 or 10 years or whatever it is, whatever the figures are. You don't sell your house very often in life. So it's like when you buy a red car, you start seeing red cars everywhere. So you don't really think about property now until – or you don't think of alternatives. You don't think of selling at all until you actually –
you probably don't even know there's alternatives.
That's right, exactly. There's nothing in the mainstream media about this.
Could I say this to Andrew? Because when we've got a property for sale, you know, my sons and I were always buying and selling stuff. So my sons tend to say, oh, look, I'll give it to so-and-so. We know him. He's down the road.
Mm.
He'll come and see us. And he'll take control of it because we're all busy, sort of thing. I'll just go back to the Wizard days and the other Big Road days. Why we were able to get market awareness really quickly, because as our message is simple, as you say. Our message was, we'll do all the hard work for you to borrow money and our rate's better. That's it.
Simple message, yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
John's was, I'll save you.
Yeah.
Really simple. I'm going to save you money.
Yep.
Property Now could pretty much walk into the shoes of Aussie Home Loans and say, I'll save you.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll save you.
Well, nobody knows the house better than you, so why not sell it yourself? You know, that's a simple.
I'll save you. Because we'll save you. Because John could say, I'll save you, because John was John, and it was more about him personally. But, you know, we'll save you is great.
Mm.
And I guess what I'm trying to say here is that people, because you want people to ask the question, well, what are you going to save me for? Like, even if they never heard of Property Now, they don't know who all these alternatives are. Mm. They just know there's a local real estate agent down the road.
Mm.
They'll say, well, what are you going to save me? You want them to ask the question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What is it you're going to save
me? Prompted in their head.
Because John used to say, I'll save you. No one ever heard. Well, people didn't know you.
You always say we get you, don't they? So, I think we save you is a very good.
Well, it's money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And then the reason I'm selling is because I might need to sell.
Yeah.
I might have to pay my mortgage back.
Correct.
I might be retiring. I might be getting divorced. Mm-hmm. I need the dough.
Mm.
Or I need the money because I'm buying another place. there's the word necessity or need sort of comes to the front of my mind when it comes to why people sell.
Exactly. You know, people would all sell privately, A, if they knew that they could do it, if they knew they could get on the major portal, first of all. The other thing is because the pain hits them at the settlement and they don't see that money coming out of their bank account. Now, if the agents were coming to them and saying, yep, I'll sell your house, 20,000 please,
yeah,
30,000 please right now, we'd be instantly very famous, I think, you know, but because that pain's hidden, and you know, it certainly strikes them at settlement day. So really it's just that we need a loud hailer to the public and that they need to understand there's alternatives. That's all it is to growing the market there. Yeah.
So which I think your industry, maybe it's you, probably now does it, but I think your industry needs to have the because it became known in the non-bank industry, we will all save you.
Mm.
We're cheaper than everybody as a group. We're cheaper than the banks. Right now, that doesn't come across from what I see. I mean, I've watched those Purple Brick ads and I've seen some of the other ads. Probably now doesn't really advertise as such. Mm. So I don't get that sense that they're going to save me money. I happen to know it because I know the structure of the deal, but I don't get the sense when I hear the ads. When I watch those Purple Brick ads, I just see Purple Brick, so it's a different way to sell your house. I don't have a clue what it all means.
Even if
they say fixed fee, that means fuck all too. I still don't know what fixed fee means.
Correct.
Most buyers of vendors, they don't know what it means. Yeah. What they got to say is, John never used to go and say, my interest rate's lower.
No, that's boring. Yeah.
But he didn't say it.
And it's because
people say, lower than what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Or I'll give you a 10% discount.
He just said, we save you. What?
Yeah. He took it. I mean, it's one of the most, for me, I think George Betsis came up with the slogan.
Yeah.
And George happens to be my cousin, actually. George's, as a side, George's, George Betsis, he's Greek, but George Betsis's, grandmother is related to my grandmother. They're sisters, but my grandmother's long dead, but and they come from the same village in Greece. And George only told me that sometime. George is married, for those people here, George is an advertising guy. And George's wife is Effie, or Mary Custis. Great mate.
She's great.
And George and Mary were over my house and with their baby, and we're having. And then George and I started talking about whereabouts our families came from in Greece, and then it turns out we're related. I couldn't believe it at the end of the day. Anyway, so we're cousins. But George came up with the slogan, I'll save you.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite brilliant. It's so simple. And I remember I used to always think, you know, John Simons, Aussie Homeless, with his entourage of advisors and, you know, consultants and everybody else, I think they were one of the most brilliant marketing teams I've ever met.
Mm.
John, his voice, his demeanor, his physical stature.
Felt like he was on your side.
And he came up with the one very simple thing. Mm. I believe this guy from hearing him, watching him. Mm. I believe him, and I believe what he says and his message. What he says is, I'm going to save you money.
Mm.
Now, I also remember John ran that program for a while. I also remember it got to a point, though, where John's pricing was equal to the banks. But people still went to Aussie because they still thought that he was cheaper.
Just saving them something else now, like effort or time or something.
And it doesn't matter what you say. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's right.
I could be saving you money.
Yeah.
I could be saving you effort, time, hassle, drama, embarrassment, whatever.
Mm.
It covers so many things. It's quite a brilliant saying. So I'm not suggesting necessarily that probably now says this, but what I am suggesting is that really simple message
is crucial.
Critical to getting your sector out. It actually, what John said, helped the Wizard business and the Rams business, because Rams had the sheep, of course, but and that was sort of funky, okay, and sort of everyone thought, oh, that's Rams, but they still didn't know what Rams did.
Yeah.
They knew they lent you money, but they didn't know why. Why should I go there?
Mm.
But John established this, I'll save you, as a whole segment. So all of us were then considered someone who's going to save you.
So he dragged you along with that.
Correct.
In the message.
Well, well he dragged us along, to be frank with you. I rode along with it because I knew that it was such a good message. I didn't have to say anything.
Yeah, helpful. Yeah, exactly.
So, well, I mean, maybe for your sector, you need, because I think saving is the big deal here.
It's the big thing. There's two things that people consistently tell us they private sell. The reason being for saving money, Mark, is primarily the main one. But secondly, the control. So that's the message we keep hearing all the time. So, but save is a lot simpler message than control.
If somehow you can't, you're right. Yeah. But I mean, John was George and John and all his mates. They're all clever in actually being able to come up with the simplest way of saying my interest rate's cheaper.
Yes.
Be good if somehow, and I don't know. Maybe you need to do some work on this, but I don't know which is more powerful. Is it that people are going to pay less if they sell through you guys, or is it they've got more control?
Anecdotally, it's that they pay less. People, you know, we all get a bit base when it comes to selling. I mean, it's definitely the money saved, but it's a close second is the control. They like the aspect of, I think they don't want to pay an agent. There's a perception that the agent's not really earning their money. So it's a control, maybe a privacy control. It could be just a, I don't want to pay you because I can do this myself type of control.
But a hard message.
Yeah, hard message. So
it's hard message to deliver in a few words.
Most people, it's the money saved. Yeah. And look, if interest rates go up and house prices go down, people mightn't have a choice but to sell privately anyway. Not that that's the reason you use us, but you know, if there's going to be a lot of probably mortgage pain in the future, and there'll be a lot of people that won't be able to afford a commission. So it's always about the money, Mark.
So I mean, I will leave you with that. I'm going to talk about other things in a minute, but I'll leave you with that thought. Somehow, running off that strap line, and obviously you can't use exactly the same strap line, but somewhere along that premise of saving people money is, or saving them, not just it's also saving them. It's sort of like you're redeeming them from doing something stupid.
Well, that's the way we look at it. Yeah. Actually,
saving. Yeah. What am I being saved for?
Yeah.
And you want them to ask the question, what does he save me from? So redeem me from being an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay, because Purple Bricks run that. That's
their premise, isn't it?
Because, so the guy kicks the sandcastle because he's filthy because he paid the big commission because his mate there didn't pay the commission.
Yeah.
But that's so complex, that ad. I just don't think they get there.
No, I agree with you. And a little bit of shared history to your story that we haven't ridden on the coattails at all of Purple Bricks, but when they came to Australia 3 years ago, because we've been going over a decade, we noticed a boost. So they've helped us increase the market for sure. You know, they're making people think of alternatives with that ad, but we're on an alternative that's better than their alternative. So,
well, I mean, many years ago, I ran out on the back of the newspaper when I launched Wizard Business. I wrote, if you want to beat the banks, go to Aussie. If you want to beat Aussie, go to Wizard.
Yeah. I like that.
That was my first ad.
Yeah.
So, but what's really important, which you got to understand here, and I think this is really important for anyone who's listening, if you're in a business of challenging the way things are ordinarily done, then it's very difficult to do it on your own. You are better to be hang out with Purple Bricks and, you know, Buy My Place, et cetera, as a market segment.
And build that segment
together.
Yes, yeah.
Then you're better off to turn on the others.
You're absolutely right. Look, we had a meeting with one of our competitors at Buy My Place the other day, and I found the CEO there. He is a real breath of fresh air, you know. And, we said to each other, we are competitors and brisk competitors, but the reality is we're both increasing the market, you know, from the current 3% of total sales to hopefully 20% as a minimum. So, you know, so I welcome them as a competitor, and he's got a really good attitude. So it's sort of, it's certainly a good way to look at it in your business, I think.
Because if you can build a segment, that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Because then all you need to do is make sure that you've got a fair share of the segment. Most important thing is that you've got to build a segment first. And I just, my gut feeling right now is the four of you are not building the segment right now because you've only got 4%. If the segment was 20% or some other number, less than that, I would say that the segment has been successful. I think you guys aren't quite successful yet because you as a group have not been able to get your group message across yet, because I don't think the market doesn't know what the real message is. Forget about all the complicated structures and models that you guys have all got and realestate.com and all, blah, blah, blah. Because people don't really understand all that either. I mean, like, at the end of the day, they don't even know, a lot of people wouldn't even know realestate.com. They wouldn't know Homely is or what, the homepage and all those sort of things. But if they just want you to do that, they just say, okay, I'm with you probably now.
Yeah.
Put me where I have to be put.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just tell me, where should I be at realestate.com? Should I be with Domain? Where should I be? They don't know. The last time they looked at that, if they've ever looked at it, was when they may have bought the place. Well, they might have been hunting for a place. Yeah. So that's my gut feeling around it, Andrew, is that your group, because John and I are great mates. I mean, I was less of a friend with Rams, but John and I were great mates. A lot of the other smaller operators in our segment, I knew most of them, and we all sort of tended to work together. We very rarely, except for that one cheeky thing I did when I launched Wizard, generally speaking, we worked together.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a few ups and downs, but generally speaking, we worked together because we took the view as the banks. All we wanted to do was take business from the banks. That's my gut feeling. Now, Andrew, every time I do a podcast, I give the people, our guests, and you're obviously a guest today, an opportunity to ask me a question. Now, you can ask me a question any time because you and I have a
who's going to win the premiership? Well, the Dragons, right?
I wish I knew the answer to that. Well, they certainly are at the moment, but we'll see how they go. Okay. I think South's looking pretty hot.
I agree with you. They look really good.
But what one question would you want to ask me about what we're talking about today or anything in relation to the business?
Well, the most important question to me is literally what we've been talking about, how to get our message out cost-effectively to all Australians, because we know if we do that, we just grow this industry massively because, Mark, if they hear about us, they'll use us. It's that simple. So how do I get that message cost effectively? Preempting, I suppose, your answer, but we can't get out in the mainstream media. That's just not on. You know? So we have to look at other alternatives. So probably social media is maybe the unexplored, untapped resource at the moment, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on what we can do.
Who, when you say they, who's they?
They as in, sorry?
Well, you said how do we get our message out to them or how do they come to us? Who's they?
So every person of age in Australia is either going to own a property or rent a property or be a lessor of a property. So it's the whole of Australia we need to get the message out to. It's a big marketplace.
Yeah.
Anybody selling a house, anybody renting a house.
Vendors.
Sellers and landlords.
Sellers and landlords. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's the owners of the house.
Yeah, and there's a hell of a lot of them for us to cover. And you know,
so that's who you want to get to?
That's who we want to get to.
What is it, why do they use, the next question to you, because I'm going to ask you questions now. So I'm just trying to identify first who you want to talk to. The second question is, what are they looking for when they deal with an agent, generally speaking?
Well, everyone wants a quick sale, whether they're dealing with an agent or a different type of model. They want a quick sale at the highest possible price.
Right, okay. So that's part of your message.
Yep.
Speed.
Yep.
Access. What else are they looking for?
Mark, that's the main thing. Other things are kind of inconsequential. They want the highest price for their property
cost. Yeah, cost of the service here. Yeah.
Well, I only know what people tell me, and I get a really strong message that they don't believe that $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 commission is warranted for the job done. And the only way you could say it is warranted is if you get a higher price, but we've demonstrated that our private sellers get higher prices than the agents. So people want the highest price, shortest time, at the least cost.
Okay, so do you think there's a danger, though, that if you say it's $700 or the number that people might say, well, I can't get they're not going to do a very good job for me for $700. Do you think you'd be underselling yourself a bit?
I don't know. I haven't tested it, the majority of people that come to us want to save money.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose we could have a price point that's certainly higher without, but not probably substantially higher because we don't want to be up and competing with Purple Bricks at their $5,000.
I'm just saying, I just want to see if you got your pricing right.
Yeah, no, I think we have by and large. It's probably a little low, but
I'll be honest with you. I said $700, I thought, what am I going to get for $700? Yeah. Like, how do they operate that?
Our blood.
Yeah, but why? No, why do you operate that base? Because they don't know you.
Yeah, we do that because we operate in a competitive environment. So I suppose if we were a higher price than that, people would gravitate to our competitors. We know that that's not wise to do that because we have the best system. But yeah, it's a little bit low, definitely at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, so once you know who your audience is, to answer your question, once you know who your audience is, once you've got your pricing right, so on one hand it indicates to everyone that it's they're going to get value for it.
Absolutely.
In other words, you're incentivized enough to do a good job, but at the same time, you're cheaper than the opposition or the alternatives, the mainstream stuff.
Yep.
Then you need to have a way of expressing that message. We just talked about that, the way of expressing that message, and that might be we'll save you.
Yeah, yep.
You need then, once you've got a compelling proposition, so in other words, you then have your proposition. You know your market, you know what they want, you know what your own structure is. You then, off the back of that, you come up with a compelling proposition, which is actually expressed in, you know, one sentence or 10 words. For me, the media will do it for you.
Mm.
So why is it, I ask myself, why is it I was getting tapped on the shoulder, Aussie was, every 2 weeks during our period, can you come talk to us about, I'm in the AFR, or I'm on Current Affair, or I'm on Channel 7, or there's something going on about the bank's interest rates going up, and they come and talk to us, they didn't talk to the banks. The reason they come and saw us is because we were accessible, but also we had a compelling message, simple, compelling message.
Mm.
Our message was no judgments, just home loans. That was our message.
Mm.
And Jack Singleton, who has been on this podcast, come up with that word, no judgments, home loans.
Yes.
I can't say that today because it looks like I'm being loose in terms of my credit, but those days you could sort of get away with it.
Yes.
But as a result of that, we had a compelling proposition, good value. And I wasn't going to say, no, I'm not going to give you a loan because you're female, or you're going to get pregnant next month, or I'm not going to give you a loan because
no judgment.
You're 50 years of age instead of 35, or I'm not going to give you a loan because you're self-employed and I'm only going to give money to people who work for the government or what, et cetera. So that no judgments, just home loans was sort of quite a compelling proposition. The media built my brand, and I didn't have to spend much money doing it. The media built my brand because they thought it was a compelling proposition. It was good content for them. So I don't see your segment right now as having a compelling proposition. Well, they do have a compelling proposition, but they haven't expressed it.
That's true. I mean, the proposition is extraordinarily compelling. You know, I could show you a couple of thousand people that would be very compelled to say that.
Yeah.
And are delighted.
They'll back you up.
Yeah, they'll back us up.
But I'm not interested. Yeah. I'm interested in the media.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably don't even own real estate. I mean, they might. Because you want them to write the stories, and to just every time there's an opportunity, for example, like right now, house prices in Sydney are allegedly going down.
Mm.
Well, they want a commentary. Mm. So who are they going to ask? Well, if you can get up there and become more interesting than the guy from CoreLogic, I mean, he's a great guy. But like seriously, if you can say, I'm at the cutting edge here, I know what vendors are looking for.
Mm.
Vendors are saying to me, blah, blah. And you need to be able to underpin what research you can bring to the journalist who needs to do the story, because property is it's a big topic. It's always a big topic.
Mark, you remember a year ago, it's toned down a little bit lately, but everywhere I looked, there was a story about housing affordability. You remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on the wane a little bit now, but still crucial. So this is the biggest cost factor when you're selling property is the commission. We eliminate that. You know, in the largest industry in Australia, which is real estate, that's a compelling story.
Yeah, but I'm a journalist. No, I don't disagree. It's not that compelling.
Yeah.
For me to get you to come and interview you as an expert in the industry, I'm talking about. But I'm not talking about what consumers will think.
Mm.
I'm not talking about.
You're talking about the media.
Why would me as a media person,
an editor,
say, let's get Andrew Blatchett in and talk to him about what's going on in the property market and why is he someone my consumers want to listen to? The people consume my news want to listen to Andrew. Why do they want to listen to Andrew?
Mm.
What is his proposition that he stands for that everyone goes, oh, yeah, that's that guy.
Mm.
He saves us money when it comes to the transaction.
Mm.
And I also want to listen to him because he's got enough exposure, enough people to sort of say, well, property prices, the demand for property is going down, but it's going up in these areas.
Mm.
I'm trying to work out. Why I would use you, what's compelling about Property Now or Andrew Blatchett from Property Now, because Property Now is not going to compel me. Andrew will compel me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is it? Because I can't interview Property Now.
Mm.
I can interview you as an individual.
Mm.
What is it that you're telling the marketplace. What is your complaint?
We save you, Mark. That's what we're telling you. So
yeah, that's exactly. What it goes back
yeah,
to, doesn't it?
It really is, yeah.
It just keeps going back to this one proposition. Yeah. And then, so you're now asking me, how do the next question.
What do we save you? How do we save you?
Well, the next question you ask me is, Mark, how do I get to these journalists?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, mates, just hit them up with press releases. Keep saying we'll save you, even if that sounds cheeky, because it sounds like you'd run off Aussie Home Loans. But they'll get their attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because the question with journalists saying was, well, how's he going to save me?
Correct. Yeah.
Now what you don't want is someone from mainstream AFR who writes about real estate prices.
No, it's
because that's more talking about your business model.
Correct. Not the
vendors aren't
public.
Reading that.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Vendors. I mean, it's great, but vendors aren't reading that. Yeah. Some, but rarely.
Yeah.
You want to be in the Daily Telegraph.
I would have thought the likes of a Current Affair. They're always doing the Aussie Battler, and we certainly
Current Affair.
Yeah.
Good idea, but Daily Telegraph or with the Queensland and Victoria. Because they're picture stories. I mean, there's a family, mum, dad, two kids. Everyone's happy. They've saved the money. Question is, what are you going to do with the money you saved on the commission? We're going on a holiday to Hamilton Island.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's when you get all these other messages out.
We want Hamilton Island booked out for years in advance, Mark, because we save so much.
You get that other message out.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
through you, but through them.
Correct, yeah.
They're your endorsements.
Yeah, yeah.
But you want mainstream media to say, because I couldn't even tell you who, apart from you, I don't know anybody who runs any of these other companies. Therefore, if I was writing an article, I needed to interview, I wouldn't know how to ring.
Exactly, yeah. No,
so
I take your point. Yeah.
You've got to push yourself out there as the guy that they should go to. And therefore, to do that, you need a proposition. The proposition needs to be cheeky. And the proposition needs to be nearly anti-establishment. And the proposition needs...
We're comfortable with that. Yeah. We like that idea. Yeah.
And the proposition needs to be pushed. And you've got to keep pushing it to all the journalists. You've got to say, I know the journalists are the Telegraph, the Herald, this rate, 2GB, Triple M. These are all the journalists. And, you want me there, I'll turn up.
Exactly.
Because they want to have access to you.
Good advice. I like it.
And here's my mobile number.
Yeah.
Don't have to go through an agency. They go to you. Direct. So people love that. Because editors love that sort of stuff. They'd like to be able to go straight to the source, talk to the source, get a quote from you, get you on radio, get you, in with the, and you can always say, listen, do you need, if it's a newspaper, I'll get your photographs.
Exactly, yeah.
I'll get your family. They love case studies.
Easily done, because we operate all around Australia, and it's very easy to get people to do a video for us or to, selfies out the front of the houses. And, we also thought of a reality TV type of setup where, there's one out there at the moment. I think it's, is it Andrew Winter on
Fox?
On Fox. Now, they're following agents around. They might as well follow private sellers around. It'd probably be more interesting in a lot of ways. So anyway, but
they
all,
won't change the format.
They won't change that format.
No, they're not going to change the format because it just won an award. So, it works.
It works.
I mean,
exactly.
I think maybe you could end up there, but you've got to do is you've got to start chipping away at all the journalists in every state.
Yes, I agree.
And just say, look, give me a call. I'm available. Here's my mobile number. Journalists still call me. They still call me. They ring my mobile number, notwithstanding I have agencies and we have PR people in the business, et cetera. But they still call me direct.
And if they know that, they can.
They don't want to go through somebody.
Correct,
They want to talk to me.
They haven't got time. They've got schedules and so on. So, I agree.
Well, they don't want to waste time. But they know what happens. You get onto an agent, the agent starts bullshitting and say, blah, blah, blah. They just want to talk direct to the person who's got the proposition. So work out your proposition.
Yeah. Well, we know it. We know our proposition.
Push your proposition through to them. Just keep hitting them up. Short little form things, one paragraph.
Yeah.
And say, experiences of all our customers.
Yeah.
And we've done, 50,000 transactions in the last however many years. Build yourself up a little bit. Stand proud. Social's good, but there's nothing beats mainstream media.
I agree.
Beats television, nothing beats radio, and nothing beats newspaper today still. I mean, all these other things are great, but that's where you go first. And then all the other stuff follows after that.
Good advice. I like it.
And I think it'll work.
Yeah.
Andrew Blatchett from Property Now. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been awesome.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.